I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Lynn's Bin on 93XRT, brought to you by Advent. Go to adventnose.com to learn more about simple solutions to snoring, sleep apnea, and nasal breathing problems, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better. Today was supposed to be our opening day live broadcast. So a Sean Knoll asked, why do we like baseball so much? You see, it used to be like this. And I'm not talking about the Cubs or the Sox. I'm talking about school's out, a breakfast of Frosted Flakes and milk. Yeah, milk, not 2%, not 1%, not fat-free. You ate cereal because anything else took too long. Mom, I gotta go. There's a game. There was always a game, even when there wasn't. I'm talking about sliding your ragged baseball glove on the handlebars of your Schwinn. Just you and the Hager kids and Mario. You know, everybody. Even the twins, Jimmy and Kevin, who fought all the time. Some of us in stiff dungarees with a chipped bat slung over the shoulder and a baseball glove hanging off the end, trudging along like a runaway looking for a ride. It was just kids. And the dread Miss Sullivan. The white-haired witch. Jimmy said she was at least 100 years old. Miss Sullivan, as spry as Louis Aparicio when a ball came anywhere near her house. Foul off a ball anywhere near her house? Automatic double play. Although when she took the ball away, we'd have to break for lunch anyway. One day, Norton hit a drive that hit her electrical wire and knocked out all her electricity. When Miss Sullivan came shrieking out of her door, Bobby, who was already a teenager, told her that he was from the phone company and that her medulla had cracked right down the middle. Miss Sullivan said she was going to tell his mother. We played wherever we could. We played baseball in parks where the sign said no ball playing. We played on black asphalt where the baseball would skid and bounce until you had to wrap it in that black electrical tape so it wouldn't unravel like the entrails of a frog in biology class. We played fast pitch with ridiculously outsized strike zones spray painted on the school wall. We played on sidewalks and streets. And as God is my witness, we played in alleys where anything but a line drive up the middle required climbing over fences, crawling through bushes, and dodging dogs. We were on our own. And when a chopper barely glinting in the early evening street lamps would catch you between the eyes, you never blamed the dusk. Maybe parents had more faith in kids then, or maybe they just had more faith. Although I figure some of those moms and dads decided to let Darwin have his day. You see, if you talk to a baseball fan, we don't always cling to the game because our favorite major league team signed a free agent, or because we really expect a pennant. We come back because we know how it feels. This is Lynn's Bin on 93 XRT.